The train slows to a halt. A voice over a loudspeaker shouts in an unknown language. Steffi presses her nose to the window. Through the steam from the locomotive, she sees a sign, and farther down, a brick building with a glass roof.
Are we there, Steffi? Nellie asks anxiously. Is this where we get off?
I'm not sure, Steffi answers, but I think so. She stands up on the seat to reach the luggage rack, lifting Nellie's suitcase down first, then her own. Their school knapsacks are on the floor at their feet. They must be sure not to leave anything on the train. This is all they were allowed to bring with them, and it is very little indeed. A lady in a summer suit and hat appears in the doorway of their compartment. She addresses them in German.
Hurry, hurry,
she says.
This is Göteborg, our destination.
The lady moves along to the next compartment without waiting for an answer. Steffi pulls on her own knapsack, then helps her sister.
Take your suitcase, she says. It's so heavy,
Nellie complains, lifting it anyway. Hand in hand, they walk out into the train corridor. There are already a number of children gathered, all eager to disembark. Soon the station platform is crowded with children and luggage. Behind them, the train pulls away, thudding and squealing. Some of the smaller children are crying. One little boy is calling for his mama.
Your mama's not here, Steffi tells him. She can't come to you. But you'll be getting a new mother here, one who's just as nice.
Mama, mama,
the little boy wails. The lady in the summer suit lifts him up and carries him.
Come along, she says to the other children. Follow me.
They walk behind her in a line, like ducklings, and enter the station, the building with the high arched glass roof. A man with a big camera moves toward them. The sudden flash is blinding. One of the smaller children screams.
Stop it, mister, the lady escorting them says curtly. You're frightening the young ones.
The man goes on taking pictures anyway.
This is my job, lady, he says. Yours is to look after the poor little refugee children. Mine is to take the heartbreaking pictures so you'll get more money to do your work.
He takes a few more shots. Steffi turns her face away. She doesn't want to be a refugee child in a heartbreaking picture in some magazine. She doesn't want to be someone people have to give money for. The lady leads them to the far end of a large waiting area, part of which has been cordoned off and is full of grown-ups. An older woman with glasses moves toward them.
Welcome to Sweden, she says.
We are so glad you got here safely.
We represent the local relief committee.
You'll be safe here until you can be reunited with your parents.
This lady speaks German too, but with a funny accent. A younger woman takes out a list and begins calling names.
Ruth Baumann? Stefan Fischer? Eva Goldberg?
Every time she calls a name, a child raises his or her hand, then walks over to the lady with the list. The lady double-checks the name against the brown name tags that the child, like all the other children, has hanging from his or her neck. One of the adults who've been waiting steps forward, takes the child, and departs. The children, who are too small to respond to the roll call, are pointed out and collected from their bench. The list is in alphabetical order, so Steffi realizes she and Nellie will have a long wait. Her stomach is aching with hunger, and her whole body longs for a bed to stretch out on. The crowded railway compartment has been their home since early yesterday morning. The miles and miles of track have carried them all the way from Vienna, Austria, far from Mama and Papa. The rails were a link between them. Now the girls have been cut off. They're all alone. Slowly, the groups of children and adults begin to dwindle. Nellie cuddles up to Steffi.
When will it be our turn, Steffi? Isn't there anybody here for us?
They haven't come to us yet, Steffi explains. We have to wait.
I'm so hungry, Nellie whines, and so tired, and so very hungry.
There's nothing left to eat, Steffi informs her. We finished our sandwiches ages ago. You'll have to be patient until we get to where we're going. Sit down on your suitcase if you're too tired to stand.